What do you mean by this statement? The physical properties of Christ's human nature are present in the Eucharist. We mean that, as the Council of Trent defines, the whole Christ, whatever makes Christ Christ, is present. Is the whole Christ the second person of the Trinity? Of course. Is the whole Christ with his humanity and divinity? Of course. Is the whole Christ his body and soul? Of course. Is the whole Christ not just the substance of Christ's body, that which underlies his body? Is the whole Christ also the properties that will, that we have, our hands and feet, our eyes, our ears? Yes. Now, we can, depending on how much time we have, we can discuss how, not whether, there is no question, there can be no question of whether Christ physical body, with all of its physical properties, is present in the Eucharist. There can be no question about that. That is yes. In other words, that when we speak of transubstantiation, we do not mean that merely the substance of Christ's humanity is present in the Eucharist. As we know, every creature, whether bodily or spiritual, every creature has what we call substance and accidents. The language is strange in English. You know what an accident is. But in the language of the church, accidentia, accidents, are the properties of a creature. God has only substance. In fact, we do not speak of the substance of God, because the moment you say substance, you imply there are also properties. In God, we do not speak in God of properties. God is God. The essence of, again, I have to use the word accidents, the language of the church, the essence of the accidents is that they are changeable. For example, we changed, how much we changed, the time we were conceived, to, well, even when we were born. Was there a human being with a body and soul in the mother's womb from the moment of conception? Was there? The substance was there from the moment of conception. But the accidents, I almost hate to use the word in English, because English is a terrible non-Catholic language. 15 years, my first 15 years in teaching theology, I never had one class in English, always in Latin. when they began teaching in English, sisters, it was very, very difficult to explain the faith. Because English is not a Catholic language. Almost 500 years penetrated, whole language penetrated with Protestantism. Whole language. But the accidents, to use that word, are the changeable properties of every created substance. We become, well, for one thing, bigger. I'm not sure whether you did this, but as you're growing up, standing against the wall, to your parents sometimes measure how much you've grown. So, the accidents are the changeable properties. The size, the weight, the color, the texture of the body. Now this is a very strange statement to make. Not only does our body have accidents, but our soul has accidents. When we first learned how to talk, when we first learned words, I never spoke English at home. Never. Oh, sisters, how many of you spoke English at home? Now, was that your only language at home? Anybody else? You too. Yep, not me. Now, when we acquired knowledge. What a strange statement. The knowledge in our minds, the knowledge is an accident. Father, don't say that. I'm going to talk in English. I have no choice. Our minds changed. We acquired knowledge in becoming religious. We acquired experience, things we never knew existed, and we found out. Now back to our Lord in the Eucharist. The real presence includes, and I want to be very clear, the real presence of Christ includes not only the substance of His human nature, not only the substance of His body, not only the substance of His soul, but also the accidents. Am I making sense? Now, in theology, we have different ideas as to how those accidents, how they are present. But there can be no doubt that they are present. Am I still clear? In other words, when we say, and we should never say, that the substance of bread and wine changes into the substance of Christ's body and blood, that is not correct. The substance of bread and wine changes into the whole Christ. Substance and accidents. In other words, what is left on the altar? After the words of consecration, what is left is only the accidents of bread and wine. Only the external properties of bread and wine. They are left. We call them species. And even the English word appearances is not so good, because the word appearances seems to indicate that, well, there's something unreal. Or the accidents. No, the accidents are real, but they have no substance. That which makes a thing what it is, a creature, is its substance. Can a
body
exist without
substance, without accident?
No.
So when we say that
not a created substance. In God's case, because we should never speak of the substance of God, the substance of the Holy Trinity, because no angelic, whether material or spiritual, because there are spiritual creatures. Our soul is a spiritual creature. The angels are spiritual creatures. But every creature, no exceptions, has the substance. Now, stare in Latin, the verb stare means to stand. That's how we got the word stand. So sub stare stands under what? Under the changeable properties that which is under the changeable properties is called the substance. We do not see the substance. We cannot feel the substance, but the substance is that which makes something what it is. The substance of this chalk is calcium carbonate. Now the properties of any creature are those qualities which that substance has, and they keep changing. For example, quite an example. When I said when we are conceived, we become a human being. We become human persons at the moment of conception in our mother's womb. Do we change? We sure do. But notice, what never changes is a substance. We remain we. Each one of us can say, I remain I. I was for 9 months in my mother's womb. I was born. I grew. I learned. And when we receive grace, what a big change that is. And we're baptized, but it was still I, the substance, that which stands under the changeable properties or qualities is called the substance. That which makes something what it is. Sisters, each one of you is you, and what makes you you is your substance. As I say, we never speak of substance in God. in God, because God never in any way changes. And that is why the word transubstantiation was defined only in the early 13th century, to be exact, 1215. The word, however, the faith behind that word goes back to the beginning of Christianity. Do you mind erasing again, please? Would you erase, please? I think it's worth spending some time here because we're dealing with a mystery. But a mystery should make sense. You should understand what we believe. It all started with this question. Now, centuries, 1,000 years before the word transubstantiation was coined, it was coined by the church to defend the real presence against those who then, 9th, 10th century, deny the real presence. See, heretics are very important. We need heretics because heresy is the occasion, you want to say the cause, is the occasion for the churches then making more clear, more definite what we believe. Centuries before the word transubstantiation was used. Trans means change, transportation, portare to move. When our place is moved, say, in Frank, in my bodies, I move from here, say, like tomorrow, well, to the mother house. It would be a trans change, portation. You'll be carried from one place to another. The word trans means change. And transubstantiation means that the substance of what had been bread, past tense, had been wine, is no longer the substance of bread and wine. But what happened to the substance? We now have what looks like bread. We have the properties. And those properties are not unreal. They are real properties. But the substance, that which makes bread, bread, is changed. There's no more breadness. There's no more wineness. And what had been the breadness and the wineness now becomes, and watch it, now becomes not only the substance of Christ's body and blood. It becomes, as the church defines, the whole Christ, totus Christus. Everything which makes Christ, Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament after transubstantiation. Now, for 1,000 years before the church in Latin began using the word transubstantiation, there was in the Greek, and as you may know, in the early church, the first 7 general councils of the Catholic Church were not held in the West, but in the East. And one reason is because, main reason, the Eastern people have, in general, a more perceptive spirit, a more perceptive mind than the Western people. However, they can be more perceptive, but they can also get into more trouble with their will, their clever intelligence. Am I clear? All the early heresies started, guess where? In Asia. In Asia, one after another. Consequently, although the official language of the Catholic Church is Latin, but the earliest and most extensive writing about the faith was among the Eastern Fathers of the Church, Western too, but well, that's where Christ first came. Christ was born in Asia, called the Near East. Now, among the Greeks, I repeat, for 1,000 years before the word transubstantiation was used, from the Latin, transubstantiatio, the word, the language was meta. Ousiosis. Metaousiosis. Meta means change, same as the word trans. But ousiosis, a change in what? In the ousia. What is ousia? Ousia is that which makes a thing what it is. That which makes a thing what it is. So, that was the word in the Greek which the Church used, I repeat, for 1,000 years before the Latin term was coined, transubstantiation, the beingness, the itness, the whatness of what had been bread, the whatness of bread ceased to be, well, bread, the whatness, the itness, the ousia of bread and of wine ceased to exist by the words of consecration. And consequently, and this is what's so important to know, we may not say that the words of consecration merely change the substance of bread and wine into just the substance of Christ's body and blood. No, it is both the substance of Christ's body and blood and the physical properties. Am I clear? Now, how those physical properties are present, we could talk for hours, but they are present. Not for a creature. However, and this is where, and I think I should say this, a friend of mine, well, I have a number of bishops who are friends of mine. One is the Bishop of Pittsburgh. It is Bishop Donald World. W-U-E-R-L. World. Of Pittsburgh. He writes every month for a magazine called Columbia Magazine. In the November issue, somebody sent me a Xerox copy of the bishop's article. Now, sisters, is it all right while that noise is going on? Can we talk about Islam? May I talk about Islam? As you may know, the word Islam means surrender. The word Islam means surrender. And for Muhammad, Islam is the total surrender to the will of Allah. Total surrender to the will of Allah. Because Muhammad saw so many tribal religions all around in Arabia. And they had many gods. Muhammad said there is only one God, Allah. However, as I said before, unfortunately, the only Christianity that Muhammad knew was Nestorian, heretical Christianity, which did not believe that Mary is the mother of God. To be continued. Be very happy to give a semester course on Islam. Now this bishop, in the present issue of Columbia Magazine, it is a magazine for the Knights of Columbus. There are over 1 million members of the Knights of Columbus in the world. He speaks about the Eucharist. That's his article. And it's a nice article. But the bishop says, the substance of bread and wine, by transubstantiation, by the words of consecration, is changed into the substance. The bread and wine are changed into the substance of Christ's body and blood. Not so fast, not so fast, Your Excellency, not so fast. The answer is no. No, it is not just the substance of Christ's body and blood. It is everything which makes Christ, Christ, His presence. Now I hope the bishop knows better than his words indicate. We know each other. And pray for Bishop World. He needs much prayers. So, transubstantiation means that what had been the substance of bread and wine leaves only the accidents of bread and wine, but that substance of bread and wine becomes, and I keep repeating, the whole Jesus Christ, totus Christus, and not just the substance of Christ's body and blood. Everything which makes Jesus Christ, is present on the altar after the word of consecration. Well, that was a long, short question, but a long answer. But I think it was worth it. As we say, andiamo.